Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
What is the real value of citizenship? Should the privilege of having an American passport come with obligations? Follow the laws of America. Well, of course. And there's been a long debate over whether immigrants should adopt the so-called cultural norms of America in language and religion. That is an unresolved debate. But how about this? If you're a Muslim immigrant trying to get permanent status, a green card, or a U.S. passport, how about you help us with surveillance of certain mosques and communities suspected of radicalization? Report to us what you see and hear, and we'll help you out. How can you help me out, you ask? Oh, we can help. We're the FBI. An investigation by the news source BuzzFeed finds that the FBI has been offering this deal to Muslims and Muslim Americans, even though it defies the Bureau's own rules on how to cultivate informants. Talal Ansari is the investigative reporter for this BuzzFeed story, and he's discovered how the tactic has actually backfired.
They approach these immigrants at a time where they have not heard back from the Immigration Department. They are totally in the dark. They're never informed on why they're facing an immigration problem. And that's when the FBI shows up and essentially says, if you want help with your immigration problem, we're happy to do so if you spy on your friends, community, family.
And how hard is this for these people to do? I mean, some people are maybe predisposed to being good spies and gossips as they get involved in a new community, and other people, this would be very, very offensive.
Almost everyone I spoke to had huge issues with it. None of the people I write about actually accepted the offer, but they understood what it entails. We're talking about normal 9-to-5 family men who have come to this country in search of a better life, the American dream, whatnot. And they found themselves in an odd predicament. On one hand, it's their livelihood and it's their future and future family planning and goals in life. And on the other hand, it's the ability to stay and achieve those goals.
That leads me to believe that either the FBI has turned a community against the United States, or that people who want to come to the United States and be a part of this community are actually inclined to be uncooperative on an issue that is of national importance, whether you listen to Donald Trump or not. Certainly monitoring what goes on in communities around the United States, whether it's homegrown radicalism or Muslim-inspired radicalism, is something that every nation has to be concerned about.
Yes, and rightfully so. The question here is blanketing an entire community as potential sources for information the best way to go about it? Is inserting people into common everyday activities, into mosques and family life that surrounds it, the best way to thwart actual terrorist attacks? In all of these cases, there was no indication that there was any target or there was any person that they were specifically going after. This seemed to be broad sort of surveillance needs that the FBI is trying to collect. The more information they have, in their view, the better. The manual by which the FBI operates explicitly says case agents have a core responsibility to cultivate as many informants as they can. So it looks like they're just blanket surveilling these communities and these people and these mosques.
And what was the response of the individuals that you write about? What circumstances did they find themselves in, and what kinds of deals did they turn down?
Well, we have to start by imagining the life of an immigrant. One prominent immigration lawyer I spoke to was very explicit in telling me on how immigrants in particular are one of the best people to gain informants from, because first of all, they might not be strong in the language. Secondly, they might not have a lot of money. Third, they might not be strong in the concepts of due process. And lastly, it's very likely they come from countries where if you don't play ball with law enforcement, you'll be whisked away to jail. And the number one emotion that everyone had was intense fear.
Do you think since September 11th that the relationship between law enforcement and Muslim communities in the United States is so degraded that when politicians talk about we need to get moderates to be more cooperative with us. We need to cultivate thought leaders in these communities. That all of that rhetoric is pointless at this stage.
One can say it's pointless in the sense that there has been a relationship between law enforcement and the Muslim community. Time and time again, Muslims have come forward reporting their own sons. In the case of the underwear bomber, I believe his father even came forward on his own to alert the authorities of his son's radicalization. But what you're having there is such an intense load of information coming into all law enforcement that it gets drowned out by massive amounts of data and massive amounts of data collection. They have fusion centers across this country designed just to filter this information, to pick out what might be reliable information. The relationships there, I think that they're more than willing to cooperate as long as they don't feel like a target themselves by just being a practicing member of a religion.
So this kind of blanket surveillance, as you describe it, actually contributes to the problem of excess data, of backlogs of huge amounts of data that makes actually the FBI's job harder rather than easier.
One former agent said that this is the biggest problem that law enforcement, specifically the FBI, faces. The Boston bombers, for example, Russian authorities tipped off the American government about him at one point. There's obscene amounts of information coming in, and it's hard to distinguish what's real, what's not, what's valuable, and what should be pursued.
Does the FBI have an official response to criticisms from Muslim Americans about this practice?
They time and time again refer to the Muslim community as valuable resources. That is their official line. I've tried, I think it was a dozen attempts to interview not only agents mentioned in my story, but the FBI at large about my findings. They did not want to give an interview. They did. They supplied me with two links, one to the Attorney General guidelines and another to their general guidelines on hunting informants. They don't want to speak about it.
Talal Ansari, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Talal Ansari is an investigative reporter for BuzzFeed.